This week in machinery, turning, grinding, laser cutting, and more. Bystronic Mobile Press Brake. Bystronic Incorporated recently announced the release of its new Expert 80 Press Brake, continuing the concept of the mobile press brake, which the smaller version Expert 40 has already established on the market. Compared to the Expert 40, the Expert 80 offers an increase in bending length and press capacity. This opens up a wider spectrum of applications. Over a bending length of approximately 5 feet, the Expert 80 generates a press capacity of 88 US tons with a footprint of less than 10 square feet. The new Expert 80 is designed to provide users with support for flexible job shop production with fluctuating batch sizes and varying bent parts, as well as for series production with recurring parts. Today, for example, the machine can be set up next to a laser cutting system and tomorrow, maybe, in a row with other press brakes in order to process a large bending series. For many users, bending requires manufacturing small to medium-sized parts using press brakes that are too big for the job. For parts up to a bending length of approximately 5 feet and a maximum thickness of 3/4 inch, these users do not really need a large-scale bending machine, but a small and versatile one. Bystronic developed the new Expert 80 for precisely these requirements, a fast press brake with a compact format that fits into virtually any manufacturing environment. The machine achieves bending speeds up to 25 mm, 1 inch, per second, enabling users to bend 3 times as many parts with the compact machine compared to a slower large press brake, according to Bystronic. The bimotion drive control, a Bystronic development, ensures that the Expert 80's upper beam and back gauges are accelerated with high precision. For more information, visit the Bystronic website. Dusen Horizontal Machining Centers. Dusen Machine Tools has introduced the new NHP Horizontal Machining Center series, built from the ground up for rapid metal removal rates. Designed to meet the manufacturing demands of industries including automotive and aerospace, the 400 mm pallet NHP 4000 and 500 mm pallet NHP 5000 are configurable for a range of applications. The NHP machines come standard with a 15,000 revolutions per minute spindle with 40 horsepower and 169 ft-lbs of torque. For heavy cutting, a high-torque 15,000 revolutions per minute spindle with 223 ft-lbs is available, and a 20,000 revolutions per minute spindle is in development for customers with higher speed precision applications. Up to 1G acceleration/deceleration on X, Y and Z axes delivers productivity increases as high as 25% over the previous model. Ball screw shaft and bearing cooling systems keep the temperature of fast-moving axes stable for precision machining. The new Random Access Disc Type Tool Magazine allows high-speed 0.9 seconds tool-to-tool and 2.3 seconds chip-to-chip times. In addition to minimizing non-cutting time, this design also reduces vibration, resulting in more stable operation. In optimizing the construction of the machine, the footprint of the NHP has been reduced by 15% compared to the previous model, yet the machining area has been expanded by 24%. The three-point leveling design is intended to make machine installation and maintenance much more convenient. The center through bed chip management evacuates large volumes of chips quickly for enhanced efficiency. The pallets can accommodate loads of up to 400 kg, 880 pounds, for the NHP 4000 and up to 500 kg, 1100 pounds, for the NHP 5000, and both through pallet and overhead hydraulic fixturing options are available. Additionally, the APC has been refined to achieve a 27% faster indexing time. For more information, visit the Dusen website. EMAG Turning/Grinding Machine. The number of gears needed for the production of our cars has been rising, pushing the production volume of gears even higher. At the same time, the competition from new market participants in Asia is intensifying. What can the transmission builders of OEMs and suppliers do in their production areas to address these developments? One of the most efficient answers to that question is a solution from EMAG LLC. The company specializes in turning and grinding, and has now added another important element to this portfolio, the new VLC 200 GT. This machine was developed by EMAG engineers especially for the chuck machining of automotive gears. The machine is loaded at high speed by the integrated pickup spindle, a classic EMAG feature. To minimize non-productive times, EMAG has optimized features such as the mechanism of the machining area door. Once the spindle with the part reaches its machining position, the process starts with hard pre-turning of the shoulder and the borehole in quick succession. Only a few micrometers of material are then left to be removed from the gear. That means the subsequent grinding process, using either aluminum oxide or CBN grinding wheels, takes significantly less time. According to EMAG, the machining quality also benefits from the combination of turning and grinding. When there is only a small amount of material remaining to be ground away after turning, the specifications for the grinding wheel can be based more precisely on the end quality required. As a result, surfaces with an average peak-to-valley height RZ of less than 1.6 micrometers can be created reliably with the VLC200GT. In addition, this multifunctional technology offers users a multitude of possibilities generally: internal and external grinding spindles, scroll-free turning tools, block tool holders, and EMAG's 12-station tool turret can all be installed as required. EMAG has stated that there is an additional advantage in terms of tool costs, because during this process the grinding wheel wears down more slowly and therefore does not need to be dressed as often. When it does need dressing, the VLC200GT features a separate diamond-coated dressing roll designed specifically for this. To ensure sustained process reliability and high machining quality, the integrated measuring pin is used to check the diameter and length of the clamped component at the end of the process. Operator comfort and ease of access were important priorities for EMAG's developers, so large doors allow easy access to the machining area. The tools and clamping devices are easily accessible and can be changed quickly and conveniently. For more information, visit the EMAG website. Machino 5-Axis Horizontal Machining Center. Machino recently revealed the next-generation MAG3.X 5-Axis Horizontal Machining Center, a machine platform updated with expanded capabilities for the processing of complex aluminum structural parts for the aerospace industry. With its speed, power and motion control enhancements, the new MAG3.X aims to provide aerospace manufacturers with the productivity necessary to exceed customer demands for costs, quality and lead times. When updating the machine, we focused on three main design objectives: higher productivity, enhanced features and reliability, and interchangeability, said Dave Ward, product marketing manager, Machino. The MAG3.X is fully equipped to take on aluminum structural parts up to 4 meters in length, approximately 13 feet, including wing ribs, bulkheads and beam-type components. Its X, Y and Z axis travels of 4,000 mm, 1,500 mm, and 1,000 mm, 157.5 in. 59.1 in, 39.4 in, respectively, accommodate part sizes up to 4,000 mm by 1,500 mm by 750 mm, 157.5 in by 59.1 in by 29.5 in, respectively. The machine's A and C axes are located within the spindle housing and provide plus or minus 110 degree tilting and 360 degree rotation. By increasing the spindle power from 120 kW to 130 kW in the updated model, maximum power can be achieved at 26,000 revolutions per minute rather than 33,000 revolutions per minute with the previous spindle. Cutting feed rates and acceleration rates have also been improved, with cutting feed rates increasing from 25.4 m/min to 50 m/min and acceleration rates reaching 1 g. In addition to added power and feed rates, rapid traverse rates have been improved across all axes: 25 revolutions per minute on the AC, 62.7 meters/minute, 2440 IPM, on the X-axis, and 58 meters/minute, 2283 IPM, on the Y and Z-axis. These faster axial movements, combined with an improved automatic tool changer and automatic pallet changer, reduce non-cutting times in operation. In some test parts, cycle times have been reduced by up to 23% compared to the previous model, according to Machino. To keep up with the larger volume of chips removed by the improved spindle capabilities, coolant and chip management systems have also been updated for improved maintainability. The MAG3X is built with a large-capacity automatic tool changer, capable of holding up to 120 tools and reducing the time it takes to change tools by 30%, and an automatic pallet changer, eliminating the need to stop machining for work setup. The platform also features a horizontally oriented work setting station that lets operators set work pieces on the pallet similar to how they would with a vertical machining center. Three key features of the next generation MAG3.X include Machino's new Pro 6 control, MAX real-time process monitoring and collision safeguard technologies. A dedicated monitor screen from MAX is located next to the Pro 6 control. Here, the operator can watch uptime rates, view images captured by the monitoring camera and monitor the condition of the spindle in real time. Operators can also access the recorded data and check details afterward. Machino's proprietary collision safeguard technology is a function that runs real-time interference checks to avoid spindle crashes. By combining onboard machine geometry models with workpiece, fixture and tooling data input by the user, Collision Safeguard can predict and stop the machine prior to collision. Maintaining compatibility and interchangeability with these existing systems was a critical consideration in the development of the next generation MAG3.X. The updated MAG3.X can be used with existing pallets, work setting stations and even pallet changers, making it fully compatible with Machino's MMC2 systems. This design enables manufacturers to expand existing MAG3.X cells or replace older machines from their MMC2 with no changes to the foundation. For more information, visit the Machino website. MAZAK Haptonics Laser Cutting System. MAZAK Haptonics Corporation has expanded its laser line by introducing the new Optiplex Fiber 3/8 kW laser cutting system. The new Optiplex Fiber 3/8 kW utilizes a new preview control and higher performance digital drive package compared to previous models. The Optiplex Fiber 3 utilizes a new drive system which is designed to provide higher productivity through high speed and high accuracy. The preview control is a 19-inch LCD touchscreen which operates similar to a smartphone or tablet for increased ease of operation. Designed to integrate intelligent setup and monitoring functions, the Optiplex 3015 Fiber 3 delivers features that aim to simplify operation and reduce operator dependency. The Optiplex 3015 Fiber 3 has been engineered to be utilized with MAZAK's full range of automated material handling systems. A2 pallet changer design with a helical rack and pinion positioning system that features high throughput and rugged construction. Optiplex 3015 Fiber 3 is equipped with sensors in the multifunction torch that monitor piercing and cutting operations to improve throughput and part quality. If an anomaly is detected, the operation is adjusted or paused to automatically achieve effective cutting conditions. For more information, visit the MAZAK Haptonics website. Follow @EndCom_machine on Twitter.